This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times Daily Briefing for Sunday, the 28th of April. The Conservative Party has described the defection of one of its MPs to Labour as very disappointing and say his views on the health service are wrong. Dr. Dan Poulter, a former health minister, has accused the Tories of no longer valuing the NHS and cited also the mismanagement of public services. He's also urged Rishi Sunak to call a general election as soon as possible. The political correspondent Terry Stiassny said Poulter's decision to cross the floor is a timely concern for the Tories and the Prime Minister.
Come the election, he's going to be standing down. The seat in Suffolk and Ipswich still has a huge Conservative majority. It's something that a successor is possibly likely to win back. But, you know, just politically, this kind of defections this close to not only local elections, but potentially a general election, must be really worrying.
Alex Salmond has told Humza Yousaf that to continue as Scottish First Minister, he must agree a pact that would mean the SNP stepping aside in some Holyrood seats. Yousaf is facing a no-confidence motion this week, which could come down to the vote of Ash Regan, who represents Salmond's Alibi party. In an interview with the Sunday Times, the former First Minister, Mr. Salmond, said the top line in discussions would be a pact designed to maximise the number of pro-independence MSPs. Speaking to Times Radio Breakfast, the former SNP Minister Ivan McKee said political stability is at the forefront of Mr. Yousaf's thinking.
The First Minister has indicated he's written to and is discussing with all of the opposition parties to see what scope there is to take forward a government that's in the best interest of Scotland, because at the end of the day, this is about delivering stable government for the people of Scotland, and that's really important. And there are clearly a number of issues that there'd be scope for discussion with ALPA and with others.
Israel's Foreign Minister Israel Katz has said a planned ground offensive in the southern Gazan city of Rafah could be suspended should a deal emerge to secure the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. His comments came amid a push by international mediators for a deal to achieve a ceasefire in the fighting in Gaza. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters have demonstrated in front of the building in Washington that hosted the annual dinner for the White House Correspondents' Association. Vests bearing the names of Palestinian journalists killed during the war in Gaza were laid on the ground as guests made their way inside. Once the dinner was underway, President Biden took to the stage to deliver his traditionally comic speech to journalists. In it, he made fun of himself and his election rival Donald Trump.
Of course, the 2024 election's in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
There's more on all of these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.